Amen. It has been our privilege. We are honored to be here in these services and just looking forward to what the Lord can do and will do among His people. Amen. Amen. Well, the service was wonderful this morning. Appreciate the Sunday school and the Spirit of the Lord that's been here in the service thus far tonight. Thank you for all that you've already done for us. Got a great place to stay. Beautiful church. We didn't get to see much of here when we was in the tent meeting, but got a beautiful sanctuary, beautiful church. We're just honored you to have us back. We appreciate this pastor and his family. Amen. And looking forward to what God's going to do in these next few nights. Amen. If you want to turn with us tonight, we're going to be making reference to several places in Ezekiel, but our text tonight will be in Ezekiel chapter number 47, and I'm going to read verse number 9. Ezekiel chapter number 47 and verse number 9. Amen. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. There shall be a great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live, whether the river cometh. If the Lord will help me tonight, stand by me. I want to preach to you tonight the burden of my heart. Simply, the river is flowing again. Father God, we're here again partly because of the kind invitation of this pastor and great congregation. But more so, God, we're here because woe will be unto me if we preach not the gospel. And Father, we realize that how close the end is and how little time we've got to work. So, Father, again tonight, just drop the canopy of your glory around this tabernacle for the next few nights. Lord God, let the fires burn high on our altars. Meet us there with great deliverance. Father, would you stretch forth your hand as we preach the gospel tonight. Confirm your word with signs following, granting unto your servant that signs, miracles, and wonders be accomplished in the name of Jesus. For all things, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And the congregation said, amen. And you may be seated in the presence of our God. If you know anything about our ministry, about us at all, you know that for the last 10 years, my burden has been revival. I have felt like that God spoke to my heart years ago, gave me a promise like he did Simeon of old, that Simeon, when he told Simeon, you'll not die until you see the consolation of Israel. I felt like God gave me a promise that there would be a last day visitation of heaven, that God would pour out His Spirit in a grand and glorious manner. Amen. I realized that when I began to preach that, that was contrary to the doctrine of the last days. But you know what? I made my mind up. I was not going to be dictated to by men, no matter how many letters they had after their name, who did not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So while they learned how to put all the little letters in its place, it didn't have any influence on them. Many people in the hour we're living in has, like the scientist who lost God in the wonders of his creation, they lost God in the wonders of his word. Amen. I'm glad for the word of God, but I'm glad for the God of the word. Amen. Amen. And in these last days, as we've rushed towards judgment, amen, I have often looked at the revival promises in the Word of God. And I found in these last days more and more I'm entering into and coming to and looking at, amen, the end time. I'm going back again and again to the book of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, beginning with chapter number 40, to the conclusion of that book, he is there rehearsing before the children of Israel who are in bondage, telling them of a better day that's coming. He's talking to them. It was amazing to understand in chapter number 40, on the exact day of the anniversary of Judah's darkest hour, Ezekiel receives and records the final visions. As suddenly as in a dream, he's caught up to the Spirit of God, and the Lord transforms him and transports him back to that great place, amen, the city of his Solomon
abilities. He stands high on a mountain overlooking what the last time he saw it, it was in ruins. Amen. The temple destroyed, the land raked and withered. But now he stands and looks at a land that is prosperous. He's looking at, amen, a city, amen, not ruined, but raising up in great splendor, peopled with the people of God. He is looking, amen, at a temple, amen, once again raising up out of the ashes that had been burned so many years ago, raising up a temple, amen, there that was more beautiful and glorious to behold. He spends hours, amen, and chapters describing the boundaries of the land, talking about all that's there. And then he sees, in chapter number 43, he sees the glory of the Lord returning. But you see, they tell us that on that final day when the walls was breached and the city was destroyed and the temple burned, that the priest there in the tabernacle, in the temple, heard the brushing of the wings of the seraphim. They heard the moving, amen, away of those things. And God's glory moved out of that time. And now this great man of God stands and looks at a time not far away and goes back to tell his people the glory of God is coming back into the tabernacle of the Lord, more glorious, wonderful than it's ever been. And I come to preach to us tonight, amen, the river is about to flow again. Amen, I come to tell you here, amen, the river's flowing again. You see, he sees all of this, but he comes to chapter number 47, and he sees the river. And it's there I feel like, oh, I felt him breathe on me. It's there that I want to direct your attention tonight. I want us to look to this, for this river is the river of life. Its course is set by God Almighty Himself. This is the great stream, supernatural grace. Amen. It's going to be sent to refresh a dark and a thirsty land. This is the soul-stirring, amen, experience that is about to flow through a land that has become barren, a scene of human suffering and sin and degradation and death. Amen. We're about to begin to see, amen, healing and hope and renewal. Well, you see, I come to tell you tonight that God is a God of restoration. Amen. I realize, amen, that there's some things that are horrible, some things that are terrible, but I've come to tell you tonight, amen, God is going to do it again. God's going to send us in this last day an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come by. Help us, God, tonight. I want to preach to you the river is flowing again. As he looks at this river, there's about two or three things I want to look at tonight. There, the Bible said there is a river. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Amen. We used to sing the songs, amen, the land where healing waters flow. Amen. And I want to feel like tonight, if we can get God to open up the fountain, amen, tonight, amen, and begin to pour out for us this week, that healing waters could flow among this congregation. Amen. That the washing and cleansing power, amen, of the river of life would wash away everything. Amen. There's two points I want to look at. I want you to look first of all at this. Amen. This river, amen, comes down from the heights. It comes down. Amen. I want you to understand tonight, revival is not worked up. I didn't have it in my briefcase when I came here, and all your preparation for it. Amen. We can say we're going to have the meetings, but it's only God, amen, that gives revival. And so this week, amen, I'm praying, amen, that the God will open up the fountains, amen, and pour out to us, amen, from the windows of heaven, a move of God that'll stir our hearts, amen, and change this community. Amen. This river, amen, comes down. God alone gives power for having life. Revival comes only, amen, down from the glory world. And that's why that there's so much disappointment. That's why there's so much disenchantment. That's why there's so many, amen, that's giving up in the hour we're living in. For they're trying to do God's work man's ways. They have forgotten that he said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. We've got to have him. We've got to have that anointing. Amen. Upon our soul in the hour that we're living in. Oh, stand by me, Lord, and help me tonight. These waters issued out from the threshold of the house of God. Ezekiel saw these waters when they came out. They were coming out of the threshold of the house of God. Church, the church is vital and important in the hour that me and you are living in. How not just the church building, but the body of Christ. Amen. We must once again, amen, find that refreshing. The river came, amen, from the threshold of the church, but it came out from under the altar. I'm glad for our abilities. I'm glad for our talent. I'm glad for all that can be done, amen, among us. All of our education, all of our abilities, all of our talent means nothing except we have baptized it in the tears of our own dedication on the altars of God. Amen. This water that God's ready to send out and let it flow across the world and around the world comes forth out of the threshold of God. Amen. The church is what Jesus Christ said upon this earth. Amen. And the church is what He promised to bless. And the church is what He's coming back after. And I want to tell you tonight, the church, amen, is not sick. Amen. The real, genuine church, amen, is still, amen, real. And there is a church, amen, that's on fire for somebody. And all we got to do in the hour we're living in is realize, amen, we have what this world needs. Oh, great God of heaven. Their sister was testifying. When Brent was on the field, my son Brent was on the field. He was down next to the Florida line in revival there, and right out from the church, there was a bridge out there that a lot of homeless people had gathered under, was living under that bridge. During that meeting, some of them got to come into that meeting. And hey, there was a young girl, Brother Sam, that came to that meeting. Brent called me and he said, "Dad, this young lady said she's been a beautiful young lady. Said, I want you to know that she's living homeless out there, but she's come to the altar and she's a praying. Would you please be praying for her?" A few nights later, come on, he called me again. He said, "Dad," called her name, said, "she just prayed through to a born again experience. She just got saved." I went on a night or two more, and he gave me reports of others, and I'd say, "What about her?" He said, "Tonight," said, "really," said, "I believe she got sanctified." Said, "she's changed." Said, "she not only got saved, she's sanctified." Amen. But you know the great thing, a few nights later, he called me. He said, "Dad, guess what?" He called her name again. Said, "she went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight, speaking in other tongues." And this is why I'm telling you that. Amen. She shouted across the floor and testified that night. She said, "I've shot everything. I've swallowed everything. I've mixed everything. I've done everything that you can do. I've tried every combination of drugs that the world has to offer. But," she said, "I ain't never found nothing like this that I found here in the house of God tonight." Oh, great God, church, I'm telling you tonight, amen, we've got what they need. Open those doors. Let it flow out of here. I've come to preach tonight. Let the river flow again. At almost 66 years old, God got to dealing with us to leave an established church, a comfortable position where we could live out our days. But I got the burden. I felt like the Lord told me that I could go. I must go. We must go. We must be the starting and see the starting of this outpouring of the last days. And when I would pray and pray about where we was going out, when I'd pray and the burden was laying heavy on my heart for the people across the world, amen, this vision was always the same. It was always a Sunday morning. It was always, amen, a dark, dingy room with there a girl, amen, that had once been beautiful, but now raised up in that dark place with absolutely no hope in her life. There was nothing there. Needle tracks up and down her arms. And I looked at that hopeless situation, and I thought, my God, if just somebody could tell her, there is a river. Amen. amen, the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. If she just knew, amen, there is hope, amen, for the hopeless, and there's help for the helpless. And church, we've got what they need, and we've got to be stirred up and woke up and armed up and prayed up, amen, for it comes out from under the altar.
I preached to us when I was here in the tent meeting on the necessity of the altar. It is the instrument that God uses to bring new life to a dying world.
God Almighty has ordained the church as His body. And He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I come to tell you tonight, we've been in a defensive position long enough. It's time we uncircled the wagons. It's time we went on the offensive. Amen. It's time we came down to the altars and got low enough and hungry enough and holy enough. Amen. To the power of God. Amen. Would saturate. Listen, I believe tonight if we'll saturate these altars one more time with our tears of consecration, our tears of rededication, our tears of saying, God, amen, give us a revival. Amen, praying like Hannah, give me a sound ere I die.
Oh, glory be to God. Amen. The river of God brings healing everywhere it goes. Brother Samuel, I sometimes feel like this the past year, we did almost 50,000 miles last year. 66 years old. Couldn't sleep good in my own bed. Sleeping in strange beds every week. Sometimes I'd go into churches though and I'd almost feel like that they were disappointed. They'd heard all kinds of stories. But I want you to understand, God shares His glory with no man. I am not a divine healer. I'm not a faith healer, whatever that means. Amen. I have no gift but the Holy Ghost who operates the gift. And sometimes that Spirit of God condescends to come down in a way that folks' lives are touched and there is deliverance. But to God be the glory. I've been working for a while. I've been working for months on it. It's bothered me. It's troubled me. It's caused me to tremble for all those ministries that have raised up all through the Bible. Our lesson today, great heroes that started out well, ends up bad. Amen. And I've been wanting to preach a message on how to survive the anointing, for it seems like most people can't handle it. But I come to tell you tonight, God is wanting to turn back to His church. Amen. Not to people. Amen. Not to somebody. Not to some organization. Amen. Not to some hero. But to the church of the firstborn, saved and sanctified and on fire for God, sold out. Amen. Seeking the kingdom of God above everything else. Amen. There is a river that flows out of the house of God. What old divine said, when the church comes on, catches on fire, the world will come to watch us burn. Amen. Amen. I haven't talked any with your pastor except to schedule a meeting. He hasn't told me anything. But I've been praying about this meeting. I've been praying about this church. And as I'm just going to tell you, I've come to preach to you. I've come to tell you the river is going to flow again. Amen. An old path. Amen. You have seen refreshings. You've seen times of the latter or the former rain. But I'm come to tell you there's going to be a latter rain. Amen. In this last day. Oh, hallelujah. And you're going to be part of it. There is a river that's flowing again. Amen. From the house of the living God. They that do know their God shall be mighty and do exploits. We went earlier this year to Brother J.J. West for a meeting. We only had 5 nights open in there. And it was time of, there were some churches that was actually in time of their meeting close to him. And I said, Jay, I don't. He said, listen, I love fellowship, but he said, I got to have revival. My church is on the bottom. We went into that little church and they were as down as those lowers looked like people could get. All they were hanging on to was a promise that the wind was going to blow again. Amen. He told me, he said, now Brother Gabbard, there'll be an older sister that when she comes at all,
Said when she comes in, said she will have her earplugs in, her earplugs on. Said because she has got suffering from a rare disease, worse than any kind of inner ear you could imagine. Said sudden noises can throw her into vomiting fits. Sudden motions can put her in the bed for days on end. I didn't realize it. I didn't know it. But just a few days before we were there, the doctor said, you've got two options. Said, we can take your eardrums out and you'll be deaf for the rest of your life. Or you can learn to live with what you've got and spend the rest of your life in bed. She came in on a Wednesday night. Her daughter on one side, her husband on the other, the pitifulest sight you ever seen. Her eyes closed tight, her hands clasped close to her stomach, and she moved with a shuffling step. After a while, the service went on. The altar call was over. They brought her for prayer. I looked at that pitiful mama. They told me that at one time she was a prayer warrior that could challenge hell and shake the foundations of the devil. I looked at her. I began to talk to her. We began to pray over her. We began to pray with her. Moment by moment, minute by minute, time went by almost 45 minutes. We were praying around her there. Little by little, she was getting a move. After a while, she turned loose and opened her eyes and looked at me. I began to talk to her about what God was wanting to do. And again, amen, she finally got one little hand up and waved it a little bit. And I thought, oh my God, come on, sis, God wants to help you. After a while, I heard her say, woo, woo. And then a pair of God came down and she reached up and pulled them things out of her ears, threw them on the carpet and began to dance on them. When she did, J.J. limped up across that place and he hit on top of them. Amen. That church, her grandchildren, her children and grandchildren shouted on top of those things. That's what God wants to do again and for me and you. Amen. And not some big healing evangelist tent somewhere, not some cathedral where it's more interested in getting your money than getting you healed, but in the house of God. Amen. In the house of God, the church of God, where the altar is, where the healing waters flow out from the house of Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. It is through the church. It is through the preaching of the word. It is through you, the body of Christ, that God has ordained in this last day to bring revival to America and around the world. As sure as you're here tonight, amen, we are balancing on the pinnacle of breaking through to something that you've not ever seen before. As great as it was back then, Joel said that he was, you said it this morning, that he is the God of restoration. He said, I will restore. He said, there'll come a day when your young men will dream dreams. Amen. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Hold my handmaidens, I'll pour out my spirit. And I want you to understand, he said, I'll begin to restore what they destroyed. Amen. God's going to do it again. That early church, great God, come down from upstairs. Amen. They came out of that upper room where the river had flowed through that place. They came down with the river of God flowing in their lives, and they shook their world. 120 people came down on the street, and before the sun went down that night, thousands, amen, had turned to God. Amen. Because listen, there is no problem. There is nothing, great God, help me, Lord, there's nothing going on in America right now that a white hot Holy Ghost revival couldn't change in a few days. Oh, somebody praise him with me, would you? Amen. Tell me you believe God can still do it. Let faith come alive in your heart tonight. Amen. Amen. Somewhere this year, Spirit of God moved on me and I felt like telling folks, I said, we're going to see an influx into the church like Israel saw into the land of Israel after 1948. Men worth millions of dollars. Men, oh, I felt the Lord. I felt the Holy Ghost. Men with great professions. Men with great abilities. Suddenly closed up shop from around the world. And went to that little mud hole, that's all it was in 1948, surrounded by their enemies. They begin to flock in there. News commentators said, why are you going? And they look at him and say, I don't know, except something inside of me is drawing me back to the land of my nativity. And I'm going back. Amen. And I said, I felt like I was praying about that. Amen. God is going to, one of the things you're going to see in this last day is an influx of backsliders. You're going to see those, amen, that have left the house of God. Amen. You're going to see them come back again. Hang on. Don't give up. Don't quit praying. Don't quit claiming them. Don't quit calling their name in prayer. Somewhere in America not long ago, Pastor Somi said we had a man that had been gone for 32 years. 32 years. Bitter. Vehement. Nothing to do with church. Full of anger. Nobody thought he'd ever come again. Said he wouldn't. Said, I'll never set my foot in the church house again. But there came a morning when those back doors flew open. That man came into that church, came walking down to an altar. He said, I don't even know what I'm doing here. He said, except for the last 2 weeks, said something in the nighttime has drawn me back and reminded me of the old altar, and I have returned. And that morning he prayed back through. Amen. I'm telling you, church, when this river begins to flow out of here, when it begins to flow out of us, amen, we'll see a drawing like you've not seen for a long time. Old time conviction. Amen. It'll fall like a fog. Amen. It'll go up the alleys. Amen. He'll cross the housing projects. Amen. He'll go through the slum area. Amen. And he'll bring men to the house of God. Now I'll tell you something else. The world said we got it all wrong. This wholeness way, we can't keep this wholeness way. It's a different hour. We got to do it different. When God told Peter to launch out into the deep, he said, let your net down. Number one, you don't fish with a net in the daytime. Number two, you don't fish with a net in the deep. If you catch a fish, you got to drop a line. But he said to him, what he was saying to him, the parable to us is, move out of your comfort zone. Move. I come to preach to you a revival this week. Move out of your comfort zone. Amen. Do something extraordinary. Amen. But remember, he said, what are you going to do? Let your net down. The same thing that worked in the shallow water will work in the deep water. The same thing that worked out yonder will work right now. Amen. I still believe that the gospel preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost has the power to break all addiction. Oh, glory be to God. Help me, Lord, tonight. Amen. Quite a change for me tonight. To come from 11 degrees yesterday morning to 70 degrees tonight. But I like it. There. There. Oh God. Oh God. That early church came down. They brought new life to a world grown cold and grown old. And the river rose from the altar. And oh God. Oh Holy Ghost. Sweet Lamb of God, do it again. Do it again. Do it again, Lord. Oh God, do it again. And finally, God dealt with my heart about all my critics that are telling me where is your signs of revival. God said, look at the way the river flowed. It flowed out from under the altar. But it flew 1,000 cubits and it was only ankle deep. Most of the time, the further away from the source, the shallower the river gets. But this river, the further out it goes, the deeper it gets. He measured again and it was to the knees. He measured again until the loin. And then it was swimming waters that could not be passed over. I felt like the Lord, and this is not a rebuke, I felt like the Lord told me that we barely had got past the crawdads. We ain't never got out of the mud. We're still kicking around with the crawdads. We ain't yet again. We're satisfied with what we had. Amen. I'm glad. Listen, I shout. I'm glad of the shout. I'm glad of the song. I'm glad of the worship. I'm glad of the emotionalism that flows over. But more than anything else, amen, I want you to understand God is calling us to a deeper walk than you've ever had before. You're not too old. Amen. You're just waiting. God's waiting for somebody. Amen. No matter who it is, to say, "Hear me, Lord. Do it again." It is God has always meant for our religious experience, for it to be right, must ever be deepening. It must ever be fresh. It must be new grace every day. I don't want to be part of a Laodicean church who says we're rich, we're increased with goods, but we have need of nothing. And you know what? We get calls sometimes. Pastors talk to us. I got out some pastors talking to it at ministers' conference, and what they were saying in essence was, "Would to God would send you our way. We'll take care of you if you come." What they're saying is, we've got a good church, a nice evangelist quarters. We've got money in our coffers. But then they'll say, "But oh God, our young people have never seen a move of God." We're asking young people to come out of a world full of every kind of a diversion and distraction that they can think about. Things that I could not imagine in my life. We're asking them to come out and live a vision they've never seen. What they've got to see, oh, stand by me, Lord, and help me to be sweet tonight. But what they've got to see is me and you lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. They're going to see us again. Amen. Praying it all the way through till the glory of God falls on us again. How long's it been since you slipped away in your prayer closet until the Holy Ghost come down and you shut up talking and he took to talking? He began to talk to you about things. Oh, stand by me, Lord, tonight in the name of Jesus. Okay. Everything lives where this river is flowing. When it hits the Dead Sea becomes a living place of vibrant life filled with fishes. You say, "Brother, really? Is it possible? Is it possible to see it again? Many streams that were once mighty rivers of life, their channels now stand empty. They're dry." Well, I say to you, my friend, if you're finding that, redig the well. Right where it used to come from, it'll come from again. There's still the source. What we need right now is some ditch diggers. Do you remember when the kings came to Elisha? Elisha looked at him and said, "I wouldn't even look towards you if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat. But because Jehoshaphat's with you, I'm going to tell you what you do." They were telling him, "The riverbeds are dry. The channels are dry. All of our armies are dying of thirst. There's no water. We thought there's no water for us, and our enemies ain't going to have to defeat us. They're going to find us." And he looked at him and he said, "Make this valley full of ditches." Oh, I just felt the Lord breathe on me. You into it? You think you're in a valley? Redig the ditches. Go back the way it was. Walk back the last time he spoke to you. Dig in the valley that you're in right now. You say, "Preacher, I'm in the valley." Dig a ditch. He said, "For thus saith the Lord, you'll not hear the wind." Amen. "You'll not see the move, but there'll be water." Amen. And somewhere, as they finished those ditches in that river, in that valley, all of a sudden, with the sun coming up, there was a rushing of mighty waters and filled the whole valley. And it had a tint of red to it. Until the enemy said, they fell out among themselves, "Look at the blood." But God wrought the victory. Amen. And so I come to tell you, if it's been dry where you're at, redig the ditches of prayer. Go back to your old altar, clean it off, and start again, rebuild. Listen, the first thing that Elijah did, oh, we like to talk about the simple prayer he prayed and how the fire felt. But the first thing he did, he rebuilt the old altar that had been torn down. Amen. It might be time we come back and build our old altars, lay hold on them again and say, God, I ain't going to leave here till you bless me. Oh God, on that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And for as this goes on to say, as the scripture has said, from out of his belly shall flow rivers of water. Great Lord, help us today. Amen. Amen. John the Revelator said, and he shewed me a pure river of water, the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. There is going to be a time of restoration. This is Christ's promise to the last day church. And I want us to believe it tonight on this first night of revival. And I feel the Holy Ghost bidding us to open an altar. Tonight, there is a river. It's going to start flowing right here. We was preaching several years ago in a church in southern Ohio. And I was preaching about there. I like to preach on the river. I was preaching about that water that flows. And I said, seemed to me tonight that I could just see an angel sitting on the pulpit. Amen. On a solid rock with water gushing out. I said, seemed like I believe if somebody just believed God, they'd get healed. Sitting in the back was an old man, paralyzed almost completely with all kinds of crippling arthritis. And I seen him make an effort. And he started trying to scoot up the aisle by himself. But brother, he hadn't got very far till he broke into a shout. And then he broke into a run. And he run up there. Amen. And it seemed like he just literally tried to duck himself down in that river that we couldn't see. But he was feeling. Amen. And he walked out there renewed. I want you to know that if this river goes to flowing in this place tonight. Amen. Like I'm up feeling it. Amen. We'll walk out of here right tonight. Every one of us with our needs met. I don't care where you've been. I don't care how filthy it was. I don't care how dark and desperate it's been. There is, amen, a fountain open in the house of David for the sins and uncleanness of our people. Let the river flow tonight again. Let it begin to flow right here. As the sign says back there, he's a God of new beginnings. We preached this morning on getting to that river. During the Civil War, some rebel boys had got captured by the enemy. The conditions were so bad that they had seen what had happened to those that tried to escape. But it was so bad, those two men made their mind up. I'd rather die trying than sit here and go through what I'm going through. And so after careful planning, they made their break and began to run. They ran through the day and they ran through the night. They began so weary. They climbed in a haystack and was asleep, but they way somewhere they heard the baying of the hounds and knew the hounds was on the scent. They'd seen what those dogs had done to those that had caught before. And so with new desperation they ran on. They ran and the dogs were getting closer. They were getting louder and louder. And they was growing weaker and weaker. They had already been done without food and water so much that they were so weak anyway. One of them looked at the other and said, we can't go on. When all of a sudden one looked up out yonder and he saw some trees. And he said to his man, said his partner, run on at those trees. There's water. There's a river there. And they made their last burst of energy and run to that river. When they got to that river, you know what they did? They plunged out into the deep flowing current. They got out to the very middle of it and just released themselves and went floating down the river. The dogs came to the bank, and at the bank of the river, they lost the scent. Amen. You feel like the hounds of hell's been attracting you. You feel like they've been driving you. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, run to the river. Amen. Get to this river I'm preaching about tonight. Amen. When you get into it, plunge all the way in. Get into swimming waters and then just give up and let this current carry you away. Amen. And it brought them into the company of their own people. Ah, come on tonight, church. Amen. And my last, this tonight. Amen. This river of life flows in this place tonight. And again, as I'm coming to a close, again, I come to tell you, church, rejoice. Church, rejoice. This river is flowing again. Amen. This river is flowing again. Amen. Would you stand with me all over the house tonight? Amen. A little simple message that comes from the heavens tonight. Amen. There is a river. Amen. It's opened up on the altars of God tonight in this place, right here, right tonight. Amen. I want them to come and get us a song tonight. I want to open this one. I want to invite you. Oh, really? Stretch your hands out, church. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for healing virtue, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Amen. We've talked about that river tonight. We have felt hail come by. But we know tonight, God, that there is a river. The streams thereof make glad the city of our God. Lord God, we've come with a promise for this church. Let it be with this little boy. Let the healing virtue flow through that shoulder. God, put those muscles back in place there. God, touch those nerve endings. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you just lift your hands right now? Let's praise Him. Amen. 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 I want us to come all around these altars tonight. Amen. I want you to touch that water. There's a healing virtue that can flow around here for everybody here that needs that healing right now. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ah, come on, church. There's a land where healing waters flow tonight. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's really pray. Come on, let's claim it tonight. Lord, let that river flow out of here. Wash away all those hindrances. Set the captive free.